The work week for an average American in the past could extend into 6 or even 7 days. That's still the case to some degree, since many of us are easily reachable via smartphone or other accessories, even when we're out of the office. But as far as the unofficial work week goes in the U.S., a lot of people work 5 days a week, while others have made the move to 4 days a week with extended hours on those days. So would additional flexibility be better for more employees and more industries? With me to consider that is Lonnie Golden, professor of economics and labor and employment relations at Penn State University, Abington. Professor, how much is the ideal work week about finding something that's amenable to both the employer and the employee? And how important is it for the business to set a structure that makes sense?
I think what you're alluding to is two important points. One is the basic structure, and the other is how it's managed or implemented. So we have a little bit of that right now, don't we? Like the day before you go on a vacation is usually the longest day you put in all year. So, because you know what's going to hit you when you come back, too. So it depends on the setting. If you're on a factory floor, if you're in an office, if you're in a hospital, a lot of that can vary. If there's an informal sort of management of, well, get all your work done in a shorter amount of days, then you do wind up creating more stress than you probably had spreading it out over 5 days. And as a result, if you're the manager or the worker, you become more conscious of slowing down the pace or regulating the pace so that you don't hit the wall with fatigue and work stress. So that would be self-defeating if we're just trying to compress more work in a less amount of time without considering what effect that might have at the end of the shift or at the end of the day.
I was expecting you to mention the word burnout as well. I mean, because that's one of those things that people aren't necessarily sure how to manage. And I'm not sure if the number of hours worked contributes to that.
Yeah, we think of burnout more as sort of a long-term thing where somebody has just grown not only fatigued over the day or the week, but just from the whole occupation or workplace or profession or job that they're in that has worn them down perpetually. So we've got to think of it almost like a healthcare setting where you have this acute and chronic. So if you continually have extended work in a 4-day work week setting, it becomes sort of self-defeating. But if you implement it from the employer or from the employee side with the ability of the employer to regulate their pace, to regulate the timing of their work, that I think is the most crucial component of making the 4-day work week work. I mean, we've had a 5-day work week that historically was an adjustment from the 6 or 7-day work week. So we did expect historically for the work week to get shorter, but because of the workload and various other underlying economics and financials, it becomes in many employers' interest to get as many work hours per employee, particularly if they're salaried and not subject to the overtime pay, more and more. And because of some of the underlying economics of our wage stagnation that we've experienced for so many decades now, we take it for granted that people are willing to extend their work time and take extra jobs, gig work, et cetera, in order to build up their income. So we've had this historical context where we adjusted down to a 5-day work week, and we might be wondering why we don't go to a 4-day work week, and some of that is because not everybody can afford to, and it's an employer interest often to extend the work week.
Is there room, at least in some industries, to have more flexibility in terms of trying to deal with individual workers? If certain workers work better in a 5-day work situation, if others say, you know, I really love going to work, I don't mind going in on Saturday for 3 or 4 hours in the morning, and then others are like, I'm really efficient, the 4-day works for me, and I don't mind making that 4th day a really long day.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think what we need to consider in the modern workplace, in the modern economy, is to increase the menu of options. So because people have these natural inclinations or preferences based on some of their constraints, they have families, they have other jobs, they have studies, that we need to have more of a climate that people can express their preference and that management will implement those to the extent that they can and not understaff situations chronically so that everybody feels overworked eventually. So because we don't have a workforce or a workplace that is one size fits all as much as we used to have. So it won't be anything goes, but we should increase the number of options that are available for people to select and experiment. What works, what doesn't work.
Is there some sort of secret to the best work-life balance? Or as we said, is it really based on the individual and how that person works within the confines of a company.
I have what's called the Goldilocks, not too long, not too short.
Okay.
But that can vary not only between individuals, but even within the individual, right? It could be different this week. It could be different at this part in your life cycle. To dodge your question a little bit, there's no one optimal secret formula that's a one-size-fits-all. I'm actually a big fan of a national law that would protect people's or provide and protect people's right to express that preference that other countries, even in the Anglo-speaking part of the world, called the right to request. So there's a formal process when somebody faces a new constraint or adjusts their preference. Maybe they're enrolling in school. Maybe they just quickly, unexpectedly had a caregiving responsibility, that they can go to their employer and submit a request and get a response within 21 days about adjusting the timing of their work schedule, about going to a shorter work week, as you suggest, maybe compressing it if they can't go to shorter work hours and lower pay. So many workplaces have that informally, or that you can get that with your own supervisor, work that out with your team. But it would really help, I think, in our situation in the U.S., if we had a more formal underpinning that legally protects people and provides a process where we can express this preference rather than just sort of swallowing it as it goes along and then decide we're burnt out and we just leave the workplace or leave the labor force entirely, which would be counterproductive to all of us.
Lonnie Golden is a professor of economics and labor and employment relations at Penn State University, Abington.